Hello, this is Rich Banach, and we're going to work on the Shankil Kata 2 today. We will be using hypnosis to help aid in our training. Please do not listen to this MP3 while you are driving or in any way operating any type of machinery. So, just lay back, relax. You can lay down or sit down. But just be in a very, very comfortable position. And now, focus on your toes. Focus on your toes and feel them getting more and more relaxed, more and more loose and limp. Just feel them, the relaxation, loose and limp. And feel this relaxation moving up from your toes to your feet, all the way up, slowly moving up to your ankles. The muscles are becoming more and more relaxed, more and more loose and limp. And this relaxation is moving upward, upward towards your calves. Feel the muscles. The muscles are becoming more and more relaxed. So relaxed. As you move up towards your knees. And just feel this wave of relaxation slowly moving up your body as the joints and the ligaments and tendons and muscles become more and more relaxed. Moving up to your thighs and feel all the muscles there becoming completely relaxed. So relaxed, more and more relaxed than they've ever been before. And feel this relaxation, this wave moving up to your hips and your buttocks, and the muscles are becoming even more relaxed. Loose and limp. Just feel it. Feel your whole lower body is completely relaxed. So comfortable. Any discomfort is draining away from your body as this wave of relaxation moves up to your stomach. And feel it. The muscles in your stomach becoming so relaxed and so comfortable. And this wave, this relaxation energy is moving up into your chest and your back. Your whole chest and back are so relaxed, so comfortable. Just feel it. Feel how good it feels, this relaxation. This comfort. And now this relaxation moves up to your shoulders and your arms. Your shoulders and arms are so relaxed, so comfortable, more relaxed than they've ever been before. Just feel it in your body. Everything from your neck down to your toes is completely relaxed. So light, loose, and limp. And now, feel this relaxation moving into your face, into your neck. So all the muscles become loose and limp and relaxed. Your face, your neck, your whole head is more comfortable. More comfortable than it's ever been before. And your eyes are just closed. The eyelids are so heavy. You can't keep them up. Just keep them closed and relaxed and feel the comfort through your body all the way down. Feel how relaxed your body is from your head down to your toes. More relaxed. More comfortable than you've ever felt them before. And just continue to be comfortable. Just relax. Now picture yourself at the top, atop of a stairs, walking down the stairs. There's 10 levels to the stairs, and each level you go down, you'll become even more relaxed and more comfortable. Once you get down to level 1, you'll be at the bottom of relaxation, so relaxed, so comfortable, so ready to begin your training. And the sound of my voice, or any noise you may hear in the background, just helps take you deeper and deeper into relaxation. We're now at level 10, moving down to level 9, more and more relaxed, letting go of all your thoughts, your cares, and any worries you have. As we move down to level 8, calm and relaxed, relaxed and calm. And if any conscious thought comes into your mind, it just drifts away like the smoke in the wind. As you move down to level 7, you can feel your body becoming even more relaxed and more comfortable. On our way down to level 6, you relax your mind, you relax your body, you relax your soul, more and more relaxed, deeper and deeper. And any sounds you hear are just helping you to become more and more relaxed. And now we're down to level 5, halfway down, and your body is so loose and limp and relaxed. You feel yourself sinking into this chair or this couch or this bed as your body just melts into it, becoming one. That's how relaxed you are. Your muscles feel like noodles, loose and limp and relaxed, letting go of all thoughts and cares. As you move down to level 4, deeper and deeper, more relaxed, moving down to level 3. And when you get down to level 1, you'll be more comfortable than you've ever been in your life. Moving down now to level 2, releasing, relaxing, letting go, more and more relaxed. Moving on down now to level 1, the bottom of relaxation. And now, visualize yourself in a circle, this circle of power. You can feel the energy running through your body. And at this circle, there are 4 large stones, one in the north, one in the south, one in the east, and one in the west. Just visualize yourself in this circle of power, each of these stones. Here is where you're going to do your training, where you can feel the power of this magical place. Feel it in your body, feel it in your mind, feel it in your soul. And just take a moment and let this power enter your body. Your body is so relaxed that you can let this energy in, feel it pulsing through your body. And now, take your sword, the sword that you are so comfortable with, take it in your hand, and feel how comfortable when you hold it. It feels so light, it feels so natural when you hold this sword. It feels like it's part of your whole body. Just hold it for a second and just feel the power in this circle holding this sword. And now we're going to warm up. And now we're going to begin some practice with this sword that you're holding, that is so comfortable, that it's so natural, that it feels like part of your body. Now taking this sword, this powerful sword that's in your hand, and practice some overhead strikes. We are continuing to do stage combat overhead strikes. They're off to the side, never making contact, feeling the energy drain away as you come down. A perfect stage combat overhead strike. They're going to the left or the right of the head, off to the shoulder, but you can feel it, how perfect it feels for you and how good it looks. It looks like a perfect sword strike. You can visualize how it will look to the audience, this perfect stage combat sword strike. And do this for a few times till it becomes so natural, completely natural to you. And now try and do an angle strike to the shoulder. Feel it in your body, doing an angle strike first to the right shoulder and then to the left shoulder. This perfect angle strike, this perfect stage combat angle strike. Just feel and continue to do your angle strikes, feeling how comfortable they are. And then once you are so comfortable doing the angle strikes, you can move on to the horizontal strikes, feeling in your body how natural they are, doing a perfect horizontal strike to the right shoulder of your partner, a perfect strike, a perfect stage combat strike, never being close to your partner, feeling the energy drain out, so comfortable, first to the right and then to the left. Just feel it, feeling so natural, these horizontal strikes to the shoulder, left and right. Continue to practice, feel how natural they are to your body, holding it with your sword, as these movements become more and more comfortable. And then moving down, doing a horizontal strike to the stomach level. We call this a doe cut, a strike to the stomach, a strike first to your partner's right and then to the left, making big movements using your whole body, moving between left and right, these strikes, perfect stage combat strikes, feeling so comfortable. And then doing low strikes to the knee of your partner, but never making contact, always a few inches away, perfectly safe, doing a low strike to your partner's knees, but ending up several inches away in a perfect safe stage combat strike, right and then left, using your whole body moving back and forth, and feel how comfortable it is. And then next you will do a thrust, we call this a ski, and this thrust ends up several inches away from your partner, never coming too close to him. A perfectly safe stage combat thrust. Always safe. So you do this thrust and it's ending up several inches away from them. Perfectly safe. And you practice several of these. So safe, so comfortable, knowing that you're never coming close to your partner because you're always being perfectly safe. And you feel completely comfortable doing your thrusts and strikes, So next we'll work on some blocks. So your partner, who is also perfectly safe, you're very comfortable working with, that you have complete confidence will keep you safe, does a perfect overhead strike, and you do a perfect overhead block. You're able to block this strike. You're blocking with the flat of your blade as you do a roof cut, moving out of the way. And your partner continues to do overhead strikes, and you do perfect roof blocks with the flat of your blade, moving away. And you feel so comfortable knowing that you're perfectly safe. There's no danger. And the striking of metal on metal, you can hear that makes you more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable. And every time you hear the strike of a blade on blade, you feel perfectly safe, perfectly comfortable, perfectly relaxed, because you know you are completely trained in safety, and your partner is completely trained and has your best interest in mind. So every time they do an overhead strike, you feel it, you feel safe, you block it perfectly, moving out of the way, using your blade to block the strike. And next, your partner starts doing angle strikes to your shoulder using stage combat techniques, and you block it perfectly as this blade comes in. It's looking so slow. It's moving so slow. This blade appears to be coming very, very slowly, so slowly as it comes towards you. You have so much time to block it with the flat of your blade. Just feel it in your body as this blade comes towards you so slowly that you block it with the flat. And then your partner tries your other side, and you also see it coming very, very slowly. You block it with the flat of your blade. Each time they do an angle cut to your shoulder, you feel it coming towards you. You can feel it within your body, and it's coming towards you so slowly that you have so much time to block it. It just seems to be so slow. It takes forever to come towards you that you are able to block it so easily with the flat of your blade. And when you hear the clanging of the metal, you feel more and more relaxed, more and more safe. And each time this angle cut comes to you, left and right, you're blocking it. It's coming in very slowly, and the clanging of the metal gives you more and more confidence. And then feel a horizontal strike to your stomach. Also, it's coming in very, very slowly. You feel the comfort as you block it. Just feel it in your body, how it's coming in left and right. Each horizontal strike to your stomach, you lower your center of gravity, you drop your hips, the blade is pointed upward, perfectly straight toward the sky. You're blocking with the flat of the sword, and the clanging of the metal tells you that you have done it perfectly. So each strike your partner does is blocked perfectly, left and then right, comes in very slowly, so comfortably. You have so much time to block it, and you continue to do this till you're completely comfortable. And then next, Your partner then does some low strikes to your knees, perfectly safe. You're able to block these as well. So slow, the strikes are coming in. You're able to drop the blade toward the ground and block it. Block it with the flat of the blade of your sword. You hear the clang of metal telling you that you are perfectly safe and perfectly relaxed. Just feel it. And then each strike, each low block, you're able to block so easily. It's so easy. You're so comfortable that because the strike appears to be coming in slow, that you have so much time to block it with the flat of your blade. And then finally, your partner starts doing some thrusts. These are perfectly safe thrusts, missing you by several inches. You have perfect confidence in your partner. And each time they thrust, you block it, you deflect it with the blade, the flat of the blade, as you step out of the way of the thrust. And your body feels so comfortable with each thrust because it appears to be coming in so slow. You're able to deflect it with the flat of your blade while stepping out of the way. It is so easy. Each thrust, you step to the left or right, deflecting the blade, but knowing this blade is never coming towards you. This thrust will miss you by several inches. It's coming in slow, and your body is perfectly prepared to accept it because you are completely comfortable with your blocks and strike. Now come back both to attention and then bow towards your partner, knowing that you've done a perfectly safe set of practices. And we will begin Shankhil Kata 2 practice. Now we will begin working on Shankhil Kata 2. You're facing your partner. You've already worked out and opened up and practiced a little, so you have complete confidence in your partner. You know how their thrusts are and how slow everything seems to be coming. So you initiate with a vertical strike to your partner, knowing that they will do a perfect roof block. And then they do a perfect vertical strike to you, a perfect vertical stage combat strike that's perfectly safe. You do a roof block with the blade of your sword pointing downward at 45 degrees. You're blocking it with the flat of your blade as you step out of the way and feeling how comfortable it is. And next, you do an angle strike to your partner on your right side, a perfect angle strike, and they block it perfectly. And then your partner does an angle strike to your shoulder, which you also block perfectly with the flat of your blade and the blade pointed upward, feeling so comfortable as you do this. And then next, you bring back your sword for a horizontal strike at the belly level. You feel it, you do the strike, and your partner blocks it. And then they bring down a deflection with the points of the blade pointing toward the ground as he deflects your strike downwards in a perfectly safe manner. And then your partner then initiates a horizontal belly level cut, which you then block completely perfectly with the flat of your blade, with the point up toward the sky. And after you block, you do a deflection as well, deflecting their sword downward, perfectly safe, with the points between you coming back and forth. And then after this deflection, you do a knife, a knee strike with your blade to your partner's right knee, using a perfect stage combat attack. Your partner then blocks this and does a thrust, a perfectly safe thrust, which you then deflect and block while stepping out of the way. And the kata is complete. And then you come back and face your partner and bow, coming to complete attention again. And now we will have your partner do this, start the Shankil Kata 2. And you are perfectly comfortable with this as your partner does a vertical strike towards you. You do a perfect roof cut block with the blade pointing down 45 degrees, blocking with the flat of the blade as you step out of the way. And then you respond with a perfect vertical strike, knowing they will do a perfect roof block. Then your partner does an angle strike to your left shoulder. You block it with the flat of the blade and the point pointing upward toward the sky. And then you do a very large angle strike to your partner's right shoulder, and which they block perfectly, and you hear the clanging of the metal, knowing that you're both perfectly safe. And then your partner does a belly level. Then your partner does a belly level horizontal strike. You drop your hips and lower your center of gravity while you block with the flat of your blade and the point pointing toward the sky, feeling the impact within your body, knowing you're perfectly safe, hearing the clang of metal, which makes you more comfortable and more secure in your training. And then you do a horizontal belly strike towards your partner's right side, which they block perfectly. You block completely. And then you do a deflection, deflecting the point of the sword down toward the middle, feeling it as the point goes between you, so comfortable. And then your partner does a low strike, a knee strike towards you, and you block it perfectly. You drop the point of the sword toward the ground and blocking with the flat of the sword, protecting your knee, and you can feel it. Feel the impact, the clang, and know you're perfectly safe because your partner is protecting you and the blade is coming so slow towards you that it's so easy to block. You do the block, and then you initiate a thrust toward your partner, and this thrust is off to their side by several inches. You're doing a thrust toward your partner using perfect stage combat techniques. This thrust is missing them by 6 inches, but it looks perfect, and they, of course, are able to block it easily, blocking it with their sword, and the clanging of metal tells you that it was a perfect technique. And then you both come to attention and bow toward each other, knowing that you have done a perfect Shankil Kata 1. And just feel this relaxation in your body from having done a perfect kata, being very, very comfortable with these techniques and knowing you can do them in perfect comfort. Now in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and you're going to come back to the room feeling relaxed and refreshed. One, the energy is flooding back into your body. Two, feeling refreshed and relaxed. Three, lots and lots of energy. Four, feeling unconditional love in your heart. Five, open your eyes, wide awake, feeling relaxed, refreshed, and completely confident in your training and skills.